So I'm here at Trent Bridge with Andy from Laithwaite's Wine. If you could tell us a bit about how business has been today.
Today's been good. It's been quieter today than yesterday. I think the initial spark of the Ashes had everyone drinking and celebrating quite thoroughly all day long. And today, cricket's been a bit more interesting play, and there's been a lot more things going on. So nice and busy still, but slightly quieter today than the first day of
And, in terms of wine, what kind of wine do you recommend for people to drink out in the sun?
Rosé's been the hit of the day today. Rosé and champagne. It's summer's day. A bottle of that on ice. Can't really go wrong.
What kind of other wines do you have on offer?
We've got the entire range. You know, we do a selection of sparkling whites, reds, rosés from various parts of the world. So try to get as much as you can up here and as wide an offer as possible.
And in terms of the atmosphere of being here at Trent Bridge, what would you make of it?
It's incredible. We've been here a few times and we had a sellout test here last year for West Indies, and it doesn't even come close. And it's just a much livelier crowd, a much more excitable crowd. And the Aussies are a great fan base to bring across.
Do you reckon there's a difference between what kind of wine they have or what kind of tastes they have between customers you get?
We do a few Aussie wines, and they are adamant that that is all they would drink. So Aussie Chardonnay has been flying out the door, but just on one side of the fence.
Brilliant. And in terms of more people being here until Friday and Saturday, do you reckon it will get busier to that point?
I hope so. It's Friday and Saturday. Most people are going to have a day off afterwards, so the hangovers can get worse and worse and worse, hopefully. So fingers crossed we'll be busy.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for talking to us.